Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of motivational thoughts, news stories, and research from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, The Science of Social Intelligence, 45 Methods to Captivate People, Make a Powerful Impression, and Subconsciously Trigger Social Status and Value. Second edition, The Psychology of Social Dynamics, Book 7, written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. We all have this point in our lives when major hormonal changes get in the way of almost every aspect of our existence. I'm talking about our adolescence, that critical juncture to adulthood, and yes, I'm also talking about all that angst and newly discovered emotions seeping into our interactions. Years ago, longer than I would like to admit, I was an emotionally anguished teenager. Par for the course, really. One day, the fragile bundle of emotion that was me came to a peak when I encountered a cashier who I thought had been rude to me for weeks. Our normal conversations went something like, "I'll have the salmon bagel." "Is that all?" "Yes, thank you." "Okay, that'll be $3. In just that sliver of interaction, can you feel the cashier's contempt for me? Of course not. I'd made it up in my mind when I decided to be offended at anyone and everything. But what's important is that I believed the story I had created for myself. In doing so, I started to treat this poor cashier like she was the scum of the earth to get even with her, and she actually started becoming impolite to me. Keep in mind, she was a cashier, so she was literally paid to be nice to people, and she had started to speak rudely to me. I must have been a terribly annoying teenager. I had created a story in my mind, acted on it, and brought it to reality in the worst of ways. I didn't realize until far later that this was the Pygmalion effect at work, which states that however you treat someone, that's the person they will become to you. If you treat someone as if they're kind and magnanimous, you will probably encourage that side of them. You'll be generous and caring to them, and they will respond in kind. However, if you treat someone as if they are swine, you won't give them a chance to shine, and you will bring out their worst sides, and that's exactly how I behaved with this poor cashier. That was my first peek into how small things can dramatically make you more likable and charismatic, or the complete opposite. It was a whole new understanding of social intelligence and what it takes to succeed with people. It's not necessarily just knowing the best small talk topics, or being able to make powerful eye contact, as magazines and online articles would have you believe. It's so much more than intentional courteous gestures and a pleasant demeanor. How we deal with social situations and people in general has something to do with how our brains operate. All those background processes that lie at the foundations of our thought patterns, cognitive tendencies, and emotions. Like it or not, we make the vast majority of our decisions underneath the surface of our conscious thinking. This is terrifying if you don't understand what your decisions are truly being based on. As the saying goes, knowledge is power. Gaining fuller understanding of how our minds work goes a long way in our search for self-improvement and mindfulness. This is where the book comes in to help. The goal here is to impart understanding of what people are really looking for when they judge and evaluate each other. Some of it will be nearly common sense, while other aspects will be completely counterintuitive. Along the way, you'll learn more about the Pygmalion effect, with dozens of other studies from biological science, social psychology, and even behavioral economics. You are about to embark on a journey into the depths of your mind and discover what gives you the feeling of chemistry with one person and the worst feeling of all with another, complete apathy and instant disregard. Again, this can be terrifying, but hopefully by the end of this book, you'll see more opportunity than chances to stumble socially. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.